Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Lenihan.
Hey, thank you for allowing us to invade your brain matter today. It's a lovely day in Nashville, early May. And if you're listening the day it publishes, it's mid-June. And this is episode number 213. So, you're not afraid of 13, are you?
Nah. No, we're 50s. We love the number 13.
There you go.
Yeah.
I first saw these ladies at the Commodore a few years back. And at the time, they were living in Yuma, Arizona. And I think you guys did it so right. You'd come in and you visit and get a taste of what Nashville's all about. And eventually, now you're here. Yes. Why don't you, you know what? But I wanted to tell you, the first time I saw you, I was playing at the Commodore Grill. And these three adorable ladies come in, and they've got the long curly hair, and you had your matching white striped bell bottoms on.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I remember those.
They walk up on the stage, and there was this collective, and then you start playing and singing, and with amazing harmony, and everybody's like, who are these gals? And everybody wants to write with you and manage and all that. So, so let me have you introduce in your style who you are.
Yeah. Yes, of course. My name is Mia.
I'm Kylie.
I'm Lila.
And we're the Gwyn sisters.
Yes, they are. The Gwyn sisters. I am so honored that you've joined us today. It's G-W-Y-N-N.
Yes.
And you can find your website and your music streaming everywhere. It's out there, right?
Yes. Yes.
All at Gwyn Sisters.
Yep.
All at GwynSisters.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Mia, you're the oldest.
Yes, I'm 21.
You're 21. Mm-hmm. And then it's Lila's the youngest.
Yes.
Right across from me.
Yep.
How old are you now?
16.
16 and the lovely Kylie.
Yep. I'm 19.
Yep. Wow. So wait to hear these ladies sing. But I want to talk to you a little bit about it. That whole, every time you came, what was your first thought when you first came to Nashville? How long ago was that?
Oh, we first came here in 2019 during the summer.
Yeah.
And like that was our first time ever being here, and it was just so amazing. I was like, okay, yep, this is where we want to be.
Yeah.
And then we started going back and forth in 2021, I think.
That's
we
right, yeah.
Came every few months, and we were like,
This is where we're going. So welcome. The way this town welcomes you is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone's so welcoming, and it's just like such a like, everyone just has like this very warm, you just immediately feel like, okay, this is home.
Yeah, and it's amazing too, especially like being in an industry that's like seen as so competitive too. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many people going for it, but here everybody's just so supportive.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
We keep saying that about Nashville.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that it's not competitive. It is.
No, of course.
But what I love, it's a community, and it's this like the band Little Big Town. Everybody gets to know everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody understands that all boats rise with the tide, and we all are cheerleaders for each other, and that's why I fell in love with this town. And I pretty much did the way you ladies did. I started coming in from Nashville. I was a member of NSAI. Are you familiar? Are you NSAI members?
We are not right now. We need to do that.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding us.
It's a great organization, Nashville Songwriters Association International. They're on Ray Acuff Boulevard, right down in the heart of Music Row, what's left of it. And so I started coming down in writing, and every time we came, it was harder to leave. Was it hard for you to leave when you left?
Yeah. You definitely like feel that, what's it called? Like with like anytime we would take a trip out here, it would be like withdrawal whenever we would leave. Cause it is just,
we would always be so busy every time we came out, and then we'd go back home. And obviously we still had performances there, but it was not as much as we do here.
Yeah.
So it was just like,
they were a lot less frequent. And so like here, like, you know, there's like from when it comes to like gigging and writers rounds and like all these different opportunities, like,
and co-writes, it's all so much more often.
There's always an opportunity to do something, and that's just so incredible and like a surreal thing for us, especially living here permanently now, you know.
Yeah, you got a lot more opportunity to write and with hit writers. Mm-hmm. And you've been writing with some very interesting people these days, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Tell us about that. Tell me about your writing schedule and how you know, and who you're writing with.
Well, with co-writes and everything, like, you know, like, especially, like, with like, for example, like at Commodore and stuff like that, you know, yeah. everyone is like, you know, songwriters and everything. And that's a good way to make connections. Sure so we, is. And like, just like such a wide, diverse, like group of people, you know, like we've written with people like our age and younger, and also people way older than us as well. And like also getting, you know, the thing with songwriting too, is like, you know, with us,
but what's fun is like, when us three just write alone, and even like with our mom, it's just like we already have like three
built-in co-write.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And mom is here too. It's Gretchen. Hi, Gretchen.
Yes.
and you're a writer too.
Yeah, I do write. Yeah.
I've seen your name on some of the credits, yes. the songs on Spotify. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you all start, obviously y'all started writing together. Was it at a very young age?
Yeah.
Well, we all like, we've been doing music our whole lives. And we started writing together like
2018.
That's way back in BC. Before COVID.
Yeah. We would all sit around on the piano. Mom would, you know, play some chords, and we'd just all write. And then it grew into much more than that. So,
So do you play multiple instruments? You do?
We do.
Because I've seen videos of mandolin and banjo.
And banjo.
Do you play all of them? All of you? All y'all?
We all, like, can interchange between them. Yeah. And then we're also always, like, trying to just, like, experiment, too. Like, I can play a little bit of bass guitar here and there. And trying to pick up violin. We're seeing how that's going. But,
Yeah,
we love, like, the guitars are, like, the quote-unquote look. We love like just whenever we can, just like slipping in another instrument here and there
to change
it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So when did you get the music bug? How old were you guys?
I mean, I don't
know. Zero.
I feel like
came out the womb singing. Yes. Gretchen did that.
Pretty much.
Because was mom, did you do music? Were you very musical?
I mean, yes.
Yeah. You play piano and.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
so you noticed it right away.
Yes.
And I know you're kind of off mic. I'm sorry. You know.
Yeah.
Can lead into that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, since they were little. It's funny because her being the oldest, she never like sang out loud.
Oh, yeah. Are we talking about the talent show thing?
Yeah.
You had an aversion to singing at first?
I mean, yeah. I remember having like stage fright for like a very, very long time. And, like, I never sang in front of, again, anyone. And then just, like, one day, I think it was, like, first or second grade, I was like, hey, Mom, I'm going to enter the talent show. And she was like, oh, gosh, I hope she can sing. And, I mean, I immediately loved it, you know, fell in love with performing, like, right at that second.
Did she nail it?
Yeah, she knew. I heard the vibrato, and it's like, okay. And they all were like that. I mean, in school, they were always, you know, the quieter kids in class, rule followers, like amazing girls. I've been blessed. But yeah, it's funny because even like teachers and people at school, they'd be like always amazed when they would get on stage, because that's where they really started performing, was like in the little talent shows at like kindergarten and first grade. And the teachers were just like, oh my gosh, these shy little girls getting up and
who was the first pick up a guitar?
Our grandma had gifted us these beautiful sparkly daisy rocks.
Love those.
We started guitar lessons all at the same time, and we just... Yeah.
They already were taking piano lessons.
Okay.
So
doing that for...
It's good to play piano first.
Like easier, I feel like, to pick up other stuff.
Because then you understand
the
chords a little bit more.
Yeah. And a little more about the theory, too.
Yeah, right, exactly, for sure. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So when was your first gig?
I mean...
Oh my gosh.
That's a good question. Actually, like as Gwyn sisters, the furthest I can remember is like
the festival.
No, for me, it's like we would do like, what was it, like lutes?
Was that the first?
Little kind of
grandparents would be like, oh my gosh, they're so good. Yeah. Let's hire them for this.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, I love the house parties.
But word got around in Yuma, and they started getting the big gigs and festivals when they gotten to open for amazing people mm-hmm. when they would come. Yeah.
I've seen a list of people you've opened for in Yuma. Yeah. Including, most recently, Neil McCoy.
Who's Yes, he was. That was back in February. Yeah.
He was incredible.
He's an amazing performer, isn't he?
Oh, he really is. Oh my gosh, yes.
He does such a good job at like engaging the audience.
He's so fun to watch. And so amazing to talk to as well.
Oh yeah, he was super nice. Super nice guy.
Sweet, yeah.
Does he still do the Beverly Hillbillies rap? Let's do a story about a man named Jed. Please pull that out.
I think he did. I think he did. I like that. At that performance. I was like, this is sick.
Yeah. So you must have learned a lot, you know, watching these people perform.
Yeah.
Did it help your performance? Help you fine-tune your performance?
Because, I mean, it's always just come so easily to us and, like, playing off of each other. But, like, watching other people is for sure, like, very inspiring as well. Mm-hmm. Like, seeing, like, okay, I can do it too, you know?
Yeah. And also, everybody has, like, different, like, ways of performing, like, different
styles.
Styles, different, like, strengths and different things that, like, kind of pop out more when they perform.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting to get those different perspectives and, like... Mm-hmm. Like, okay, maybe I could try this out or whatever, to just make it more visually interesting, you know, because like that's the thing with music. It's not just
about sounding good.
Like if you want to make it as like a performer, you got to like
entertain,
show that you can perform.
Yeah. So it's really cool to like be able to see these people like in person and like really get to talk to them about like.
Their story,
watch them too. That's
what I love about doing this show.
Yeah.
So, what are your strengths? Do you believe?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like
you talk about people's strengths. I can't. I've never even thought about that.
I think we naturally kind of like complement each other.
With
both sound and looks. Like we've been. Asked like, do you guys choreograph? And we're like, no, we just kind of,
we just accidentally do the same thing at the same time.
No, yeah, like I didn't even like realize there was like until we saw the video, that kind of arm thing y'all do it like at the same time.
It's just
like,
we feel the music.
See, that's what I enjoyed about you too. You feel the music and you can see it. You can tell you're having a good time out there. And if you're having a good time up there, we're having a good time too.
Yeah.
And the look is amazing. You're all together. And Kelly, she's a lefty.
Yes.
And so, you know, the way the guitars are set up and then she's going the other way.
Yeah. It frames it very well.
It just frames it very, exactly right.
Yeah.
There's so much I want to ask you about. I want the look of everything and about your songs. But, you know, we've talked about 10 minutes and I've not heard a song. So let's do a song and I want to hear get under the hood. Tell me how you wrote it and what it's all about.
All right. This one is going to be I Want a Cowboy.
Yeah.
And it's actually out.
It's out there streaming everywhere.
It is, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't, like, it's just, you're used to, I mean, not, we don't have much experience. Mm. But, like, how do I explain it?
It's like, basically, I remember, like, the idea kind of went around. Because, again, especially with, like, country songwriting, like, hooks and, like, kind of flips are so important. And that's one of, personally, really my favorite things
especially
with country music.
Especially country
music, you know, with the storytelling. And I forgot who it was. I think it, like, someone came with the idea, just, like, cowboy is a lot different than just a boy. And it's like, it is very true. Yeah. Like there's a different kind of Southern charm to a guy like that. And so we kind of wrote the song around those kind of
those
visuals
qualities.
And those qualities. Yeah. And it was super fun. 'Cause it's also like a happy, like love song at the same time, as well as you can look at it as a breakup song. It depends with like the perspective you're looking at it, but
so you go into the rodeo here at the end of May?
We actually are. We've got our tickets.
Yeah. City Rodeo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Taking applications now for the Cowboys.
I'm sure they can reach out on the website.
Yeah. Sure.
Listen to the song and take notes.
So you wrote this together?
Yes.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
All right.
One, two, three, four. I'm used to the type of boys who break my heart.
to the type of boys crushing my spirit down. Like a burnt out cigarette, it feels like the wrong side of town. When the Arizona sun sets fade, I can picture you clear as day. I want a cowboy and not just a boy, someone to rub me in and not let go. When the last gets wiped and the dust don't set up, hold me tight like your grandpa's pearl handle. I want a cowboy. I want a cowboy. I'm not used to the type of boys who pick me up and shake my daddy's hand before we drive off in his truck. I'm not used to the type of boys who aren't all for show. I've seen it all, this ain't my first rodeo. When the Arizona sunsets fade, I can picture you clear as day. A cowboy and not just a boy, someone to rub me in and not let go. When the last gets wild and the dust don't settle, hold me tight like your grandpa's pearl handle. I want a cowboy. I want a cowboy.
Ooh, I can see you, feel you. Get your boots on.
See you, feel you. Get your boots on, get me. I want a cowboy and not just a boy, someone to rub me in and not let go. When the last gets wild, don't set up, hold me tight like your grandpa's pearl handle. I want a cowboy. I want a cowboy. I want a cowboy and not just a boy, I want a cowboy.
Wow. Wow. I can tell you right now, I'm underdressed. I should have worn my cowboy hat and my cowboy boots. Would that have been better? Okay. I got a ball cap and a shirt on, and I'm like, I'm totally not cowboy today. Wow, what a song, you guys. Great song.
Thank you.
You know what your strength? Let me tell you your strength.
Okay.
Those angelic harmonies.
Thank you.
I mean, really.
Thank
you. You blend so well together.
Thank you so much.
You know, and I look over your bio and it says, you know, they're a true country trio. But really, you're so much more than that. You know, I don't see anybody really doing what you're doing right now. And I think there's a big hole in country music for that, that you can fit in just right.
That means a lot. Thank you. So
yeah. Well, you know, when I was working in radio in Cincinnati, there was this group, I remember we played a lot, called Shadazy. And they were three sisters, sort of like you. And they did very well. Their debut album was Smash, and was hit after hit, you know. Shades of that, but I mean, but you're your own thing. You really are. And as we're talking about harmony, I just, this is one thing I really wanted, that I've always noticed about you, and I wanted to, this is a little more detail, but again, this is a songwriter podcast. Each one of you play a Taylor guitar. Each one of you have a different tuning. You have your capo on different frets.
Yeah. Yes.
So even your guitars are in harmony.
Yeah. Yep.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. I think we just... I don't know. We somehow just started.
We were like, if we have three guitars, they need to be somehow
different. Right?
Yeah. Because, like, it's.
So then we learned how to transpose capos.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
Because you have to play different chords, you know, but they all blend together so well.
Yeah.
Do you do that on every song?
Yep. Yeah. Every single one.
Every song.
Yeah. Yep. Just decided that on your own. Preview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's talent, man.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you.
So you started at a very young age, singing together, doing the talent shows, and doing the festivals. Eventually, you moved to Nashville.
Yes.
What's the next thing?
I mean, it's honestly taking wherever the Nashville music wind takes us.
You know? Enjoying the journey?
Yeah. And, you know, right now we're fully independent, so maybe, you know, if someone picks us up and helps us out, that's the goal.
Yeah.
A lot of people listen to this, so maybe you never know.
Hey.
You hear?
Wayne.
Big dream.
We're here. We're ready for it. Yeah.
What's your writing schedule like?
I mean,
we just kind of write whenever we have time, really. Yeah. If we're not performing.
Yeah.
Then we're writing or doing something music related.
Yeah.
You got to fit school in here sometime too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
You're graduating.
I'm done.
She's done.
Yeah.
What the rest of you? Where are you at? What's in college? Two in college?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So, well, Kylie's finishing up her associates, with online.
Graduated early from high school, right?
I graduated early.
You're the early one.
Yes.
Wow.
I graduated this past November. So this spring semester, I started doing online classes.
Awesome.
Through the community college back in Yuma. So
in Yuma.
Yeah.
Yuma, Arizona.
Yep.
Not Mima. Yuma.
Yuma.
I'm sorry. I'm corny.
That was good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm corny.
We love it.
I'm looking at all the places that you've been playing. This is just in the month of May, and I know we're in June right now, but you played the Bluebird.
Yes.
And
then
Barbara Cloyd, and she just loves you.
Yes.
Oh, we love her.
I bet. Yeah. I'll bet. Kokomo Trading Company? It's in Franklin?
Yes, it's in West Haven. So I think that's in Franklin.
It's Franklin-ish, right?
Franklin-ish. Yeah.
It looks like its own little village, but
it really
cool
does.
Cool place. I was looking at some of the videos and the pictures, and so you play there quite often?
Yeah, it's a really cool spot, and they do like singer-songwriter rounds there.
Awesome.
Which are always super fun.
Puckett's in Franklin, I love playing there. I love playing there. It's almost like a Bluebird because they sit there and they listen and they
do.
Really pay attention to what you're doing. But you also do the Broadway thing, right?
Yes, we do.
Do you do the Rippy's Circuit, the whole honky-tonk?
We do.
We do Rippy's honky-tonk every single Friday from 10 to 2.
10 to 2?
Yep.
Yes.
Morning to afternoon. Town, 10 to 2. You sit down at Rippy's and have a brew and listen to those lovely ladies.
The 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're not playing 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just to clarify.
Yeah, let's clarify.
We got bedtimes.
It's past the Yeah. It's past mine, too.
Yeah.
Well, how much fun is that?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's we started in December, and we've just absolutely loved it. Yeah. I mean, it's like having a four-hour gig every single week, too, is just like, I feel like it has helped us in a way, too, like with performing. I mean, it's always come naturally to us, but like, just doing that, it builds like your stamina too, and everything.
It does.
Yeah,
it really stamina does. And it sharpens your chops. It really does.
You really have
to learn to perform.
Because
your job is to keep those people in there drinking, right?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
And for four hours straight.
Yeah. No breaks.
Have any breaks.
Sitting there
you don't take a break.
No.
Oh, come on, we don't. Pee or something. I mean, and we, you know.
Well, then they turn into a duo.
Yes. For one song. Yeah.
If you drink a little too much water, yes.
Yeah. So versatile. Yeah. And you have to drink a lot of water. You get dehydrated.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a muscle that you got to take care of and not blow out.
Yeah, you are
like,
so correct. Because it's very easy to blow it out. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're playing that much. And so you probably have vocal lessons where they teach you how to use your instrument,
yes.
huh?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. We took vocal lessons kind of around the same, because we always sang, but we started taking them around the same time as guitar lessons.
Yeah.
Just to like get an idea, mm-hmm. because it is crazy how like it really is a muscle to train.
It really is.
It's the same as like a bodybuilder or something like that, you know, like check out these vipers, man. I'm like, well, I can sing Taylor Swift. So we're the same.
My guns are in my vocal cords. Okay?
Yeah.
Guys, I know how to use them.
Guys, I'm ripped. You just can't see it. You hear it.
That's hilarious.
I'm putting that on a t-shirt. But yeah, it's like Lila was saying, it really is like it builds your stamina and like makes, and again, like with like gigs that are like when we lived in Yuma, the longest gigs we would get would maybe be an hour and a half or 2 hours. And it's like, okay guys, gear up. Yeah. This is going to be a long set. Now when we have 2 hour sets, I'm like, oh, this is a baby. It's going to be fine.
Even 3 hour sets. We're like, okay,
we're fine.
Yeah, all right.
We're good.
We're good. We sing for 4 hours every single week at 10 in the morning. We're fine.
Yeah. That's kind of early for a musician.
Oh yeah. It's definitely,
I think we've
up.
Gotten used to it now though.
Yeah. It's become kind of, it's like the same as like, you know, like school or something like that. Like you get used to it after a bit, you know, it's like, okay, wake
just
up.
Just got to warm up while doing your makeup, you know?
The neighbors love us.
Warm up while you're doing your makeup.
I love it.
Yep. I love it. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is so many things, but I gotta hear another song before we take a break.
Absolutely.
Because this dining room table you see is a major part of this podcast. Live music around the dining room table. And I've always loved the sound in this room. So this is my writer's room, my studio. I do the radio show here too.
It's beautiful. Yes,
all is right here, and it's never been prettier than it is right now. Let's hear you sing some harmony.
All right.
Of course.
All right. So this next one is called Never Even Dated. And, you know, like Lila was saying, we don't really have a ton of, like, experience with, like real
life experience when you talk about it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But this one is actually, like, I think everybody can relate to it in a way. It's about kind of, like, having feelings and, like, falling in love or whatever with someone who you've never actually dated, whether that be someone
from a movie, you know,
or celebrity crushes, a friend, or anything like that. So yeah, it's kind of just like shining a light on that. So,
you brought it up, I'm gonna ask you, who's your celebrity crush?
Anybody
have celebrity crushes? And you don't have to say me.
Oh.
I mean, it's okay.
I will say names.
No. I've never actually had
a celebrity
like
crush?
A legit one. No. Yeah, no. Okay. Just people who I admire. But
mine changes every... No, I'm kidding.
I'm fickle like that, too.
Oh, yeah.
What if they're listening?
Maybe they'll call you.
There you go.
All right, I'm sorry. Let's do this song. Okay. What's it called?
Never Even Dated.
Never Even Dated.
Yes.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Can't blame him. permission for feeling so pathetic. Now here I am, all heartbroken over a guy I never even dated. How to move on from something that wasn't. To me it was real, but I guess it never happened. Find out if I was right. Was I right? Can't blame him, only my imagination for feeling so pathetic. Now here I am, I never even dated. I feel like a dog begging for his attention. It's always a one-sided conversation. Now here I am, all heartbroken over a guy I never even dated. You're so out of reach. Can't blame him, only my imagination for feeling so pathetic. Now here I am, all heartbroken over a guy I never even dated. Like a dog begging for his attention. It's always a one-sided conversation. Now here I am, all heartbroken over a guy I never even dated.
We've talked in this podcast in the past about harmony. I love harmony, and your voices blend so well. We call it blood harmony because you're all sisters.
Yes.
And it comes together so well, like one voice. And it's the same with the guitar. We talked about the different tunings in the guitar,
yeah.
Different capos. So it's like you play an 18-string guitar. You're fantastic. Love what you do. We're going to take a little break. We're coming right back with the Gwen sisters.
All right.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at The Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
All right. Man, it's a pleasure to be with you. I want to remind you, if you're listening on YouTube, and we're not a video podcast right now, although we did do the live show at the local, which was a blast. You know, please like and subscribe. Hit that like and subscribe button, and then maybe, you know, maybe someday we'll get cameras in here in this time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. do a lot cool. of TV. Yeah. I was a radio guy, you know. Okay. Camera always made me uncomfortable. I didn't know if it was staring at my nose,
Just like, this HD is really attacking me right now.
It really is, make me look a lot older than I really am. I am 24, by the way.
Oh, of course.
But all 24 years I've been in the music business since with Dusty. So it's not true. I don't want to discourage you in any way. I love what you do. You're just absolutely fantastic. The Gwynn sisters are our guests. Came from Yuma. She all grew up in Yuma. Yuma, yes. Arizona. Mm-hmm. Is it a big culture shock from Yuma to here?
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Weather.
Oh my gosh.
Very different.
Crazy. Yeah. You saw winter this year, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. We saw snow. We saw freezing temperatures.
We saw tornadoes.
Rain, tornadoes.
Yeah. Ooh, mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, don't forget the tornadoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have not forgotten that.
No. Did you get scared?
Yes. We were up past our bedtime freaking out. I was on the phone with my dad. I was like, what is happening? And he was like, worst case scenario, just hold on to the sink pipes.
We're like, that's very encouraging. I was like, okay.
You hit out in the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, kind of hard to sleep when you think you're going to live out real life Twister minus Glenn Powell, you know?
Just like, dang. Be in the air at any second.
That ain't fair. You can at least get to see him, right?
Yeah, I was like, oh,
please come save us, Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell, please come save us.
There's a celebrity crush right there.
Right. There you go. One of the
whoopsies.
Pulling out of the very thick folder of celebrity crush.
There we go. Yeah. So, no snow in Yuma? Doesn't snow?
No.
Not a lick. No.
What's winter like there?
Rains.
Yeah.
No, we get
hardly
like,
ever rains.
Yeah, we get like 2 or 3 inches of rain a year.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Literally, the new year happened, and like it was like the first month of January, and it was like raining so much here. Yeah. And like I got a text from a friend like a month, like we just got our first rain of the entire year. I'm like, you mean of 2025? Please tell me you mean of 2025.
But I know. And the rain and humidity is not very good for our hair. But you know,
Isn't it all naturally curly? You have such beautiful long curly hair. It's all natural curly.
It's all natural.
Couldn't get it straight if we tried.
No.
Break the iron.
I love it. Thank you. Yeah. And Mom, your hair's all straight. So you get that from Dad, huh?
Her hair is curly.
Curly. Yeah. Just have it straightened like,
she just got it done.
I do.
Okay. Beautiful.
She messes with it. We leave ours.
And our hairs also like changed, and hers did too when she was our age. Like, it was like
pictures of her from in high school, she's like super kinky, curly hair.
Yeah.
Really?
And ours has gone through that too.
Yeah, he does.
There's no way around it.
No.
Yeah. And your shades are all a little, you know, like Mia, you're darker.
Yeah, I'm basically brunette at this point. Yeah. I used to be blonde.
She was blonde at some point. The ends of her hair is blonde.
Yeah, like if you look at the end of my hair. There's my 8-year-old hair. And that's when I was blonde. And now up here, I'm like a brunette.
We don't like to call it brunette, though. It's just a very dark blonde.
Yeah.
Very, very, very
dirty. It's a bronze. It's a blonde.
Yeah. But it's a blonde is crazy.
I just saw that on TikTok.
So you've been growing it since you're 8 years old?
I mean, we've never had a haircut.
Never?
No. Well, we trimmed it.
You're going to sound like heathens now.
Okay.
No.
We trimmed it.
That was Crystal Gayle's thing for years. Yeah, she never... Yeah. She Yes. Yeah. Didn't you? Yeah. So I think it's awesome. It's part of your look and your thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lately, yours is more blonde.
It is. Mine is very blonde, yeah.
Kylie, you're like a redhead almost.
Yes.
Sorry, blonde.
You are. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's kind of funny how that all worked out. People are like, so you're sure you didn't dye it? Like, nope, this is just how it happens.
Yeah, people think we dye it because they're all like conveniently kind of different shades of like, you know, so it's like a whole color palette.
It's just like, it just happened like that. Don't know how. I mean, don't know where the red came from. It just happened.
If there was a fourth sibling, they would probably have like platinum blonde right
now. Yeah, or like pitch black.
Somehow, no, because it goes in order a little.
I was platinum when I was little.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, as an adult.
Yeah.
What's Dad? Is he?
He's dark. Didn't he used to be blonde, though?
He did.
No, he has a blonde spot.
Oh.
Blonde spot. Yeah. So do I.
It's got a birthmark.
Oh, yeah.
That's my bald head. So.
Yeah. No, I see it. It's right near your bangs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bangs. I remember I used to have them.
I did give you bangs one time.
She did have bangs.
Yeah. Never going back to that. No. That was a mistake. No. Yeah, no. Can
you part in the middle and
it was
looks
a learning
great.
Lesson.
You bring it out of your. You look spectacular on stage.
Thank you.
Yeah, the whole thing. The looks, performing, and I'm glad that you're out there performing more. Like I say, it really sharpens your chops. And I wanted to say this earlier, but there's an opera artist, Chris Jansen, and who's had some big hits. Mm-hmm. And Chris used to play at 4 shows a day at Tootsie's.
Really? Oh my god!
4 shows. Can you imagine that? Boom, boom, boom. But that's where he really got his chops. I mean, right. And he is, if you've ever seen him, he's kind of like the modern day Neil McCoy. He just, he's amazing. Mm-hmm. And he can play a lot of different instruments, and he plays that harmonica, and he gets the crowd going. He's just amazing. So, you know, that could be in your future too.
Yeah. Yes, that's the dream.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Knock on wood. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. And I love the fact that you bring in other instruments like banjo and, mm-hmm. and mandolin, which there's a place for that in your music, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We a lot of our, like, we seem to just have that natural, like good, like, sound. Like, we're always playing just like us. Like, we've played full band, but like, a lot of our gigs a lot of times are just our voices and our guitars. Mm-hmm. And so, like, those kind of, like, folky acoustic instruments really, like,
add dimension.
And I think especially talking about, like, how our, like, the harmonies in our voices and our guitars, like, getting that different, like, that range of sound, right? Mm-hmm. Like, banjo and mandolin are both, like, a lot higher register than guitars, so you really get that.
I've not seen you do that in a round yet with the banjo and mandolin. I'd love to hear that sometime.
Yeah, I know. We might soon.
We're working on bringing that to the people.
Yeah. Yes. Right now it's been in our TikToks.
Yeah. That's where I saw it.
Because the ones they have right now don't plug.
They don't have plugins.
We don't have ones with pickups. We are working on that. This past week we've been ordering.
They're being delivered.
Yes. Yeah. Coming tomorrow, actually. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. You have to come down to Franklin to see you, or we're at Rippy's, and maybe you'll start doing that, huh?
Maybe.
We're excited.
Every Friday at Rippy's.
Every single Friday. Rippy's.
10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon.
Best fried pickles.
Want to go do some day drinking,
gosh.
Folks? What's that?
Best fried pickles.
They have amazing fried pickles.
Yes, they do.
It's all about the spears.
When I see someone order them, I get a little jealous on stage. Yeah.
Especially when you're super hungry because you're like singing for like, and that's like lunchtime. You're like, you're like 2 hours in, you see people like eating, you're like,
like maybe drop a pickle in the tip bucket.
You're like, you want this 20?
Spare your change. Give me a pickle.
We want the different kind of green. We want the pickle. We don't want the dollar.
We'll play for pickles. Absolutely.
We'll play for pickles. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go get some out of the refrigerator right now. If you sing another song for us.
So this next song.
This is a fun one.
Yeah. And it's one that we co-wrote with our very good friend, Faith Groves. Okay. She's just like a very
good. We love her.
We love her. Yes. She's incredible.
You're in town?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We met her at Fox and Lock in Leaper's Fork, which
love that place.
We love it there. Mm-hmm. And we went into the Rite and we were like, okay, she was like, I think it'd be so cool if you guys had roles in a song. We were like, absolutely.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. So this one came out as Mia is the
The wife.
I forgot. Mia's the wife. Kylie is the side chick.
Oh, yeah.
And I...
Ooh.
Spicy.
Yeah.
I know.
And I...
You.
...am the ex-girlfriend. Exactly. And there's one guy, so...
Yeah. And the guy sucks.
Oh, yeah.
So guy is
not good.
Awful. Yeah, no. He is not lucky.
No.
Okay. Well, I can't wait. I really have to hear this.
Oh, yeah.
So this one's called Kansas.
Kansas.
One, two, three.
He's gone 3 weekends out of the month. I'm lucky if he picks up the phone to call. Heart's really numb, but he swears it's just business and that's all. We grew up and got married in this small town, but when he's away it's hard to start a family and settle down. Kansas, oh Kansas, can this man just come back home to me and you? swears I'm the only star in his sky. But he says that it's too soon to meet his mom. And now I'm starting to wonder why he lives a state over in a small town. He tells me one day we can go there to settle down. Kansas, oh Kansas, can this man just take me home to you? He up and left me after 3 months. Heard he got married to a girl from high school. Yes, I was the one before the one, but from the looks of it, I wasn't the fool. Saw him with another girl in our college town. Looks like I'm not the only one he's let down. Oh, Kansas, can this man just pick a girl and live a life of truth? Or just love his wife and come back home to you? Kansas, oh, Kansas, can this man just pick a girl and come back home to you.
This is why I love doing this show. These three lovely ladies singing harmony in my dining room. Yay! Fantastic. And I love how you each take a part there. That's what Hollywood men used to do, you know? And then they'd harmonize them when they needed to. So it's just wonderful. Have you heard the High Women yet? Mary
we
Morris?
Have, yes. Yeah, we love them.
Fantastic. Yes. I mean, yeah. Wow. Just a great job.
Thank you so much.
And as far as writing, lesson behind the songs, I love unusual rhymes. So your rhyme that really got me was Kansas Canvas.
Yes.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Who came up with that?
I think it was Faith.
I think that was Faith. Yeah. Like that's what she came in with. She was like, we need to put this in.
Yeah.
She's
like, like, don't know how we're going to, but this like Kansas Canvas, like melody and like the rhyme, and we're like, let's build it around that. Those are always super fun songs to write when like someone like has like that puzzle piece and you like get to build like around it. It's always super fun.
Ooh, lights me up. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she came in with that.
Yes. Yeah.
You built the story and the song around that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah.
That did you brainstorm for a while before you picked up a guitar? How did it come out?
I mean, I feel like, cause like there were already like, it's always way easier to write when there's like already kind of like a melody and chords to go with. So like there was a bit of brainstorming, but that was, and we've written with her multiple times and so each time is different, but that was one that like felt like it kind of, you know, we brainstormed for a bit, but that one kind of felt like it sort of wrote itself, especially because it's so like classic country storytelling type vibe. Yeah. It was just like, that was like a super fun one that it kind of just like,
we were kind of able to kind of visualize the whole story, like kind of panning out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of easy for the lyrics to kind of just roll out and be like, oh, this is what's happening here and here. So
Fantastic. Yeah. Came together very well. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
we spent about like a good chunk of that time, I feel like, looking up, like, cause we were trying to think of a specific town in Kansas and we like looked up
and then we just gave up.
Yeah. We were like, none of these are have
they
good
don't
rhymes.
Sing very well.
And then we were like, Kansas City isn't in Kansas.
Yeah,
yeah, we were like, what?
That was a shock.
Yeah.
Because we were about to put that in, too. And we were like, hey, that's not going to work. What?
Yeah. So if any of y'all are listening from Kansas or you're from Kansas, we're so sorry, but your towns can't be sung melodically.
Maybe we'll do a Kansas tour.
Yeah.
And just there go to every single city.
Yeah. You may find one. You never know.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. It could be big in Kansas. You never know.
Kansas, have us, please. Yeah.
And then when you leave, you could say, I'm not in Kansas anymore.
Right. Hey. Right. There you go.
I used to be in radio.
What?
Yeah, corny. We have time for another song. Would you do one more for us?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
All right, so this one is called The One, and it's another one that is out.
I heard this this morning.
Yes. Yes. It is our most recent release. We released it Valentine's Day. It's not a love song.
Yeah. I know. We really trolled the happy couple. Yeah.
The release date and the title really just makes it seem like it's going to be a love song, but
We love writing songs that have, like, as Mia was talking about with I Want a Cowboy, like with flips. But this one is, like, just misleading title. Like, it's, you hear The One and you think it's going to be, like, about The One. Like, this is the one for me.
Yeah. Oh, but, so cute. No.
No. So, basically, we're liars. So, you know, like a lie.
Clickbait.
Exactly. What this song
is. That's what we love doing. That's our writing style. Clickbait. Clickbait writing.
I love it. Yeah.
All right. So this is The One. One, two, three, four.
Stop my heart when he walked in, turning heads, all eyes on him, got me falling all over again. Baby blue eye in his eyes, imagining his lips on mine. Baby, now this is the right time. He was the one. The one, the one to leave me out there in the cold, shattered my love into a thousand stones. He was supposed to hang my stars, not leave me in the dark. He was the one, he was the one. Wanna break my heart? The one, the one to break my heart. The one built me up and broke me down. Let my fears just mess around. When I fell, he let me hit the ground. Was I just a game to him that he always had to win? Can't help but think what we could have been if he was the one. Well, he was the one, the one to leave me out there in the cold, shattered my love into a thousand stones. He was supposed to hang my stars, not leave me in the dark. He was the one, he was the one, the one to break my heart. The one, the one to break my heart. Stones. You were supposed to hang my stars, not leave me in the dark. You were the one. You were the one. You were the one. You were the one. The one to break my heart.
Harmony of the Gwyn Sisters with us on the Songwriter Connection podcast today. It's been so much fun. I love how you count down every song. So even when you did the 6-8 song that you did on the show, it counted it right down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yep. Pretty cool. You're very gifted as far as music goes. And
thank you.
I think so you're very, very gifted. All of y'all.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. I really want to thank you for again.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
We get comments and questions all the time, and I try to answer everyone. We had a songwriter group, and I can't remember where exactly they were, but they asked me if I could give them like an assignment, something they could work on, a prompt, a writing prompt. And you just gave me an idea. And so if you guys listening, and I can't apologize that I don't remember where you're from, but there is one prompt I'd like to give you. Example by that last song right there. Take something that you would think, like the one, you would think you're going to be talking about a love song, like you said. Yeah. It was the exact opposite. So take something like that and find the exact opposite. And see if you can write that. I mean, maybe it's something bad that you would associate with something. Well, that's a bad thing. Can you write it so it's a positive thing?
Right.
Try it. So there's your assignment.
Well, damn. Yeah.
Perfect.
Gwyn Sisters, thank you so much, Gretchen. Thank you for bringing them.
Thank you.
I just love you dearly, and I can't wait to see you perform again. And
thank you so much.
Thank you. And for you listening at home, in the car, wherever you are, write on. WRITE.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening, keep creating, and keep the melodies alive.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.